Mr. Kalasinski was charged with capital murder and in the death of his brother, Cliff Wisnowski. And today he pled guilty and received a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. I believe the murder happened on March the 22nd of 2012, and he's pleading guilty. He pled guilty today and was sentenced today.
Had your office filed an intent for the death penalty before this happened?
We seriously looked at death penalty in this case, just as we do in most capital murder cases. This case is extremely unique in the sense that the mother of the defendant is also the mother of the victim. I believe the Kyle was the youngest child and Cliff was the oldest brother. So this was a different case. We told the judge, as well as I told my staff, that we were going to look at the case like any other case and evaluate it. But after looking at all the evidence, talking with the families and realizing that, one, you're never going to get closure in this in a type of case like this when a family member kills another family member, we thought that this was the best and just result. I also want to say that to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, did a great job in this case. An investigation, I believe, from the initial murder to the time of having Mr. Wisnowski in custody was probably about 24 to 48 hours. So they really did a good job in this case.
Were family members even divided on the issue of punishment?
We don't usually discuss our conversations, but I think we can say that there were family members on both sides of the issue.
And how much more difficult was it then in the consideration than by your prosecutors?
It changes things. I will say that it's a different situation, but you just look at the case and try to evaluate it just like you do any other case. And in these type of issues, we look at whether or not the defendant will be a future danger, whether or not there's any sort of any sufficient mitigation to warrant a life sentence. And we also take into consideration, as we do in all other cases, what the family would like to see in these cases. And so in this case, it's a little bit different than any other case that I've seen probably in the last 11 years. And from what I've researched in Brazos County, probably the last 20 to 25 years, where there's a sibling that kills another sibling. So when the defense team said that they would accept a sentence of life without parole, I think that that's a just result, because you're never going to make a family whole in a situation like this, because there's people on both sides. But talking with Brett, which is the son of the victim, Cliff, I think we came to a just result.
What did I miss that maybe listeners should know about this case in particular?
The only thing I think I would add is that, just for a little bit of background, there were three sons. There was one who died. The middle son died in 2010, and then Cliff was the oldest, and Kyle was the youngest. So essentially, one of the things that was we spoke about with the mother of the victim, was one thing she stated was her husband has dementia. He's a double amputee and blind. She's taking care of him. She asked us to spare the life of her last child. And so while we listened to all the different family members and weighed each one of their pleas equally, and looking at the facts of the case, this is just a different kind of case than our normal everyday deal. So we try to take everybody's thoughts and feelings into consideration. So talk to the mother, talk to the son, talk to his ex-wives about the case as well, and try to fashion a punishment that would do the best job in trying to not make everybody happy, but try to receive justice and at the same time protect the community. And so that was our main goal.